Hello and welcome to the Lost World of Short Stories. I am your host, Lauren Tate, and today I'm coming to you with another one of my literature nuggets, where I share a piece of literature that I wrote along with a short reflection. Before I get into it, I want to make an announcement that if you enjoy this podcast, you enjoy Feature Fridays or the Short Wednesday episodes, tell us about it. You can review the podcast on the Anchor app, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and on my website, laurentatebooks.com. There's a page for testimonials if you want to see what others are saying about it. And if you hover over it, there's a subpage called Review. The page is just a short, simple review form. You write your review and click Submit. It's super easy. The review comes to my email and I post it the next day. Reviews are important for any business. They help bring new customers, and in this case, new listeners. I hope to grow this community here at the Lost World of Short Stories, and with your review, we can accomplish that goal. Also, if you are a Black woman who writes poetry, short stories, personal essays, spoken word, or my new favorite that we are welcoming on the podcast, skits. Yes, I said skits. Of any genre. If you are a Black girl or Black woman and you know someone who writes, or you write yourself, listen to our super short bonus episodes today titled Open Submissions, Black Women Writers, and Calling Black Women Indie Authors and Singer-Songwriters to be featured on season 2 of The Lost World of Short Stories. Y'all don't want to miss out on being a part of season 2. As a writer, a self-published author, or songwriter slash singer featured on this podcast, or if you just want to be a voice actor on the show, I want to hear from you because your story is worth telling. As season 1 of The Lost World of Short Stories comes to an end, that's right, because there's only one more week left and 3 more episodes to go, and you don't want to miss any of it. So get excited because we will be back. Now, moving on, today I'm still reading from my book, Fragments of a Full Memory, which is available to purchase as an ebook and paperback on Amazon. And if you missed my literature nugget last Wednesday titled Bad Habits, pause this video and listen to that. Today I'm reading another untitled poem from the book on page 34 for those who have purchased the book and will purchase the book and simply want to follow along. This poem is unlike any poem in the book because although it is in first person, it is not me who is saying these things. So keep that in mind as you listen, and I will share more on that after the reading. Don't let them get to you, baby. Those people, they're bad news. Filled with unsatisfactory lives, full of half-empty truths their mamas told them. And you, baby, you're innocent as a flower. And those people, they just flies. Tie your hair up and far from your neck so your friends don't catch those ends and choke you, leave you for dead. Remember the map on your hands like a double Dutch riddle, and don't forget to ever share with anyone. Baby, don't be so empty. Don't lose yourself in this world. There are liars and cheaters out there, and people will let you know real fast who to look out for. But baby, remember they talking about themselves. So hold your head up and be strong, because you were born to fight. I see the lashes they hit you with, the doubt and pain in your eyes. Baby, I can't protect you from everything, but I can teach you to survive. I love you. And many people can't say that anymore. You got something that many people don't have, baby. You got love, real love, and a beautiful soul. I hope you guys enjoyed that reading. I didn't realize until after I wrote this poem that it wasn't me talking. I know that sounds really weird, but I think sometimes as artists, as poets, as writers, we create something that's so outside of us, that's bigger than us, and we come back to look at it and we don't realize, like, wow, there was so much more to this than I thought. I created it for one purpose, or I created it with one intention, but then when I came back to it, there's so much more here for me to understand, to learn from, to reflect on. And this is definitely one of those pieces. In fact, it's the only poem in the book where I'm not present, and this was very enlightening to me because after I looked after I came back to the process of editing and I realized that I actually did want to publish the book. And like I said, I went back into the editing process and I sat down with this piece and I was like, this isn't me talking. So who is talking? Because in this piece, I'm more of an observer writing the poem rather than the person that's like, that's saying, baby, don't watch out for these people and don't do this and don't do that. Like, that's not me talking. I didn't realize this until I was in the process of this in December of last year. And so in the editing process, I realized that as I was continuing on and just retweaking words and just rereading it, honestly, I realized that I was actually imagining a black woman telling her black son this message about what to expect in the world. And it's sort of a warning and a lesson. She warns him of people of half-empty truths, right? Not keeping their promises, not having a firm foundation, people who are wish-washy and uncertain in their path. She warns him that there will be people waiting for you to fail, that they're gonna cheer you on in your face and then talk about you behind your back, leaving for dead, as she says. She says, don't lose yourself in this world. So basically, remaining true to who you are, that people project their hate and insecurities onto you, but really they're just talking about themselves. And in total of this, the things that she says, the things that she's telling her black son as being a black parent, a black mother as well. She's, she can't protect him from everything. And I think as readers and as listeners, we kind of get that because it, like I said, it is a warning and it is a life lesson. And she's just trying to prepare him for the world in the best way possible. And that's something to chew on a little bit because I mean, I'm not a parent, but obviously I have parents and even in conversations with my mom, like she just wants to prepare me and my brother for the best life that we can have, right? You don't want to have to like see your kids fail and make mistakes, but at the same time, you have to let your kids fail and make mistakes so that they can find their own place in the world and carve out their own path. And there's only so far you can take them and so much that you can prepare them for. Because there's just so much there, there's so much hate and judgment and scrutiny in the world, especially for black and brown kids. And it's harder for us here, especially if you're not, just being the skin color. And I think that's how I imagined it when I reread it, even though I wrote it and I knew it wasn't me, but the whole vision of it didn't come into play yet. And so when I look back and I read it, I'm like, oh wow, I can see her talking to her son, and I kind of imagine him to be like in his teens, maybe. Or like just coming out of middle school or something. And I kind of imagine them like in the kitchen and, he maybe says something smart and then she goes in to like just starting to tell him, watch out for these things. Like you think you know everything and you think you're so prepared. And, it might seem that way, but here's also the things that you're going to run into as you just continue to experience life. Like you think everybody's going to be down for you, think everybody's going to ride for you, and that's just not the case. And she's basically telling him, like, watch out and be cautious and protect you. Like, make sure that you are doing things with intention and purpose and you're, having the right friends, you're making the right relationships. And when you are in a wrong position and you realize it, to flee like from that position because you don't want those people or that situation to suck you dry and you don't want to lose your soul to the world, So I think this is a really beautiful piece because it's like I said, it's the one piece that's not about me. And I mean, obviously the book, it's fine if it is because the book is about me and my journey when I was 20, but I don't even know what possessed me to like to write this poem. And maybe it was my boyfriend that I had at the time, because his relationship with his mother was very interesting, and she had a lot of different issues and quirks, and just, you know, a normal human being, just with struggles and issues of her own, like we all do. And she had her son, and just raising all of these other kids, all of her other children as well. And so I kind of maybe imagined her as a Black mother talking to her Black son, and just letting him know about the world, and that, you know, she really can't be there for every part of it, even though there's maybe a piece of her, a strong piece of her, right, as a parent that wants to. She wants to be involved in everything, and you just can't. So I really enjoy this poem for that, and I hope you guys enjoyed this poem, and maybe there's different ways that you've see it when you think about it, and maybe there's different people that you imagine, or, you know, maybe you imagine the boy being older, maybe you imagine the mom, you know, differently. So I think that's really interesting, and let me know how you took this poem, because like I said, I've read it multiple times, and I come to that imagination of the poem, like that's just in my own head, and I love hearing how other people bring pieces to life and what they imagine and what they pull out and what they see and what they take away from it as well. Because when I think about it, also I think about the conversations that Black parents have to have with their Black sons about cops and, you know, what to wear and how to act and what to say when you leave your house. And now it's like, you know, because of all these different situations, it's like sometimes, I mean, you're trying to be you in your own house. And so there's these different layers of race and gender, and just trying to not be so stuck in a role, but also having to perform a certain way for the world to survive, but also you want to live, right? So that's a lot. But I think this is a powerful reflection. I really enjoyed this poem, especially as the second to last episode of this season. So we have one more Literature Nugget Wednesday, but I really was excited to talk about this poem, because I think I had separate pieces of this information in my head, but I've never actually talked it out. So this was also kind of very, not healing, but just very refreshing to talk about with you guys. So yeah, so let me know what you think about that. And I'm going to do closing remarks now. Okay. I'm going to leave you guys with that, and hopefully this literature nugget helped somebody today. Maybe it allowed you to reflect on parent-child relationships, or even how you grew up. Because a lot of times when we get older, we realize how certain things affected us when we were younger, like why we act the way we do, certain triggers, even our memories. That's certainly a journey this poem took me on for a little bit. All the conversations and lessons my own mother had with me, as I was seeing different things in life, as I was interacting with other people, as I was, talking to people who live differently than me, and just being in different atmospheres, being in different environments, and learning different lessons, and failing and succeeding, and crying and rejoicing, and just all those pieces of life that my mother had conversations with me about, as I continued to open up with her about. And, you know, in middle school, high school, and even now, I just kind of reflect on those pieces of advice and those lessons that she's given me that I've ingrained, right, in my own life. And so I take those on with me, and I wear them very proudly, and I use them, right? Use the lessons that your parents gave you when they are beneficial to your soul and to the person that you are. Because a lot of times, even if it's in a wrong way, when they have the best intentions, you're able to piece that apart and kind of piece it back together to use what they wanted to teach you in the proper way. And I think that's also a big part of it too. So lastly, make sure you like this episode, you add it to your favorites, you put it in your playlist. Anything else? You share and introduce someone to the wonderful world that is the Lost World of Short Stories. Yeah, it's great over here. And always remember, you are loved, you are important, and your story is worth being told. Hello and welcome to the Lost World of Short Stories. I am your host, Lauren Tate, and I see we've had some listeners tuning in from Canada and tuning in from Vietnam. So, hello! That makes me so happy. Hello, 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 and welcome. I hope you keep on listening and keep coming back for more. And for those of you who don't know and who do know, today is Feature Friday. It's the meat of the podcast and the main reason why we are all here. If you enjoy Feature Friday, tell us about it, guys. You can review the podcast on the Anchor app, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and on my website, laurentatebooks.com. That's LaurentateBooks.com. There's a page for testimonials if you want to see what others are saying about it. And if you hover over it, there's a subpage called Review. The page is just a short, simple review form. You write your review and click Submit. It's super easy. The review comes to my email and I post it the very next day. Reviews are important for any business. They help bring new customers and in this case, bring new listeners. I hope to grow this community here at the Lost World of Short Stories, and with your review, we can all accomplish that goal. And we can continue on to season two. And speaking of season two, if you are a Black woman who writes poetry, short stories, personal essays, spoken word, or my new favorite that we are welcoming on the podcast, skits. Yes. I said skits. Of any genre, if you are a Black girl, Black woman, and you write or know someone else who does, listen to our super short bonus episodes titled Open Submissions, Black Women Writers, and Calling Black Women Indie Authors and Singers/Songwriters to be featured on season two of The Lost World of Short Stories. That will be in March, and y'all don't want to miss out on being a part of season two because it's just gonna keep getting better. I want to hear from you guys because your stories are worth telling. And as for season one of The Lost World of Short Stories, you know that it's coming to an end. There is only one more week left and two more episodes to go. One more Wednesday Literature Nugget and one more Feature Friday. And you don't want to miss any of it. So get excited because we still have a little bit left to go and we will be back. Now, I know you are excited to get into Feature Friday, but I just need you to hold on a little bit longer because today it's going to be a journey, but we're going to make it through together if you're going to stick with me, I promise. I never talked this long in the intro, so bear with me because it is for a purpose. So there's two things. I wanted to let you know that you can send in voice messages as in the form of questions. If you want to ask questions, if you just want to talk about the poetry, to tell me about the poems or whatever else you want to engage with on the podcast. So shout out to my mom, who is my number one supporter. And she sent in a voice message because she genuinely had a question concerning last Friday's episode when we had Maya Perkins on discussing her book, The Walking Nerve Ending. When we were discussing that, we talked about her food and travels, and because she was talking about it in her book, and she brought up this sandwich that was like extremely delicious, and she kept talking about it, and I honestly spaced out probably, and I forgot to ask her about it, and my mom was very excited, so this is what she said.